Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. A small insect lands on some exposed skin. You slap it. You're annoyed. And if you happen to live in Europe, North America, or Australia, that usually is as far as the encounter takes you, except perhaps for a mild itching sensation for a few hours. Of course, if you happen to live near an area of standing water, those encounters, usually with mosquitoes, may happen frequently, but there is seldom any danger from those bites. However, if that encounter happens, let's say, in a river valley with fast-flowing water in Africa, and that river is somewhere south of the equator, the results could be much more serious and possibly much more long-lasting. No, we're not talking about malaria this time. You can find out more about that in another feature in this series. The insect in this case is a very small black fly, and the disease that can result from the bite of this particular black fly is known as onchocerciasis. It is also known as river blindness. The disease is found in 29 countries in Africa that are south of the Sahara. It is also found in Yemen on the Arabian Peninsula. In Latin America, the disease has also been noted in 6 countries, which include Guatemala, Mexico, Ecuador, Brazil, Venezuela, and Colombia. However, statistics show that up to 99% of the people who are infected by river blindness live in the African countries. This is a major danger for those who live in the countries we mentioned. So are you a cross-cultural worker who happens to be in that area? Are you also in danger? The short answer is yes. If you're going to be there for an extended period of time, if you're living and working in one or more of those countries for 3 months or more, there can be risk. However, if you're just a visitor and you're making a brief stop in the country for a few days, the risk is considered to be low. Actually, on a short-term visit, skin infection from the bite of a black fly is the most common or likely result. You may have noticed a moment ago that I said something about a river valley with fast-flowing water being the location where this particular black fly is found. Was that a mistake? No. It's true that in most warnings about insect bites, you will hear that standing water should be eliminated if possible. This is because standing water is where mosquitoes like to breed. For the black fly that infects with onchocerciasis, the choice is a fast-flowing stream or river. Why is that? Because plenty of oxygen is important for the purposes of the black fly, and there is more oxygen to be found in fast-flowing water. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has this to say. Onchocerciasis is the second leading infectious cause of blindness and can cause debilitating and disfiguring skin disease. By the way, the black fly that causes all this trouble is very small, perhaps 3 millimeters long on average. Or if you prefer, that would be about a tenth of an inch. Some black flies are even smaller than that. The disease spreads from person to person with the help of the black fly when it bites a human to extract blood. When a black fly bites a person who is already infected with onchocerciasis, in addition to retrieving the blood, the black fly becomes infected with tiny worm larvae from the person's skin. Now, microscopic would be a better, more accurate description of the larvae. Those larvae develop inside the black fly, and after about 10 or 12 days, that black fly is ready to infect another human. People are infected with this disease when they're bitten by a black fly which has been infected. The black fly bites through the skin to extract more blood. When this happens, it also deposits larvae into the skin. Once inside a person's body, the larvae mature into adults. This can take between 3 months and a year to happen. Nodules form around the worms. As adults, the female worms can produce thousands of new larvae every day, which spread through the whole body. One of the symptoms of the infection includes itchy rashes on the skin. The larvae of the black fly can also migrate through the body to the eyes. When this happens, serious damage can be the result. Serious enough to result in blindness. Other possible damage to the eyes includes glaucoma or cataracts. So that's what can happen when you have a close encounter with that little black fly. But how do you know if you've been infected? Your first clue that you've been infected is when you notice that your skin becomes very itchy. This is because your own immune system has discovered the infection. That is, the invasion of the tiny larvae into your body, and your immune system is trying to get rid of them. Other signs you might notice are lumps and bumps. These would mostly be around your hip bones, your shoulder blades, or ribs. If it happens that you have had the disease for a while, let's say many years, your eyes will start scarring, that is, they develop white patches. That, of course, will affect your vision, especially if the scarring happens over your pupils. There's another interesting effect that comes after a while with the infection. The pigment of your skin changes and becomes patchy. For reasons that you can probably guess, this is called leopard skin. This is more than a short-term problem. Adult worms can live inside a human body for as long as 15 years, and the larvae may have a lifespan as much as 2 years. This doesn't sound very encouraging, does it? However, if you must be in an area where onchocerciasis, that is, river blindness, is known to occur, there are some precautions which you can take to protect yourself from being infected. Wear long-sleeve clothing. Wear long pants. Make use of insect repellent that contains DEET and apply it to all areas of exposed skin. Although the black fly is said to bite in daytime, a mosquito net over your bed that has been impregnated with permethrin is still a good idea. This doubles your protection because very often malaria is present in the same area as river blindness. If you think you may have been infected, see your doctor or other healthcare provider. Or better yet, see a clinic that specializes in this disease. There are tests which can be performed. A skin biopsy is one of those tests. To do this, tiny bits of skin are extracted and tested. Sometimes blood tests may also be used. If you've been bitten by the black fly, and if you've been infected, is there an effective treatment? There is a medication currently being used known as ivermectin. This medicine is given by mouth and is usually able to kill any larvae which may be in your body. This will prevent the symptoms of the disease, such as skin rash and blindness. To be totally effective, this medication will have to be given over a period of several years. That is, the medication would usually have to be taken once a year for perhaps 10 to 15 years, because it does not actually kill the adult worms, only the larvae. Other medications are also being studied as treatments, and they do show some promise. But remember, your best option is to protect yourself in the first place by making it difficult, or hopefully impossible, for a black fly to bite you. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.